Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends. We're closing out the month of October today by closing out the first chapter of the little letter of Titus, the letter that Paul wrote to his friend Titus, most of which the first chapter deals with how to place leaders over the church. We're closing that chapter today by finishing the 15th and 16th verses. To the pure, all things are pure, but to those who are defiled and unbelieving, nothing is pure. But even their mind and their conscience are defiled. Paul's been dealing with the circumcision party here in the first chapter, those who are empty talkers, who for greedy gain have been subverting entire house churches. And Paul is now saying they've been given prohibitions, but for the pure, all things are pure. For the impure, for the everything is defiled, even their conscience. And so many people in the church live beneath the weight of a defiled conscience and mind because they are not trusting who Christ is and what Christ has done to finish the work on their behalf. So Paul concludes the first chapter. He didn't do that. We did the chapter divisions. But verse 16, they profess to know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable, disobedient, and disqualified for every good work. The word abominable is not quite right. It's the Greek word detestable. So they're detestable, disobedient, and disqualified for every good work. How do they profess to know God, but they deny him through their works? I don't think this is just sin. Paul doesn't say they're going out and doing all these things wrong. The context has been that they are trying to, the reason I say this about context is that phrase in the 10th verse where it's those of the circumcision that he's really aiming at, which were people who had Jewish foundations who were trying to take the New Testament believers back into a performance mentality. They were romancing the shadow instead of romancing the relationship that you're supposed to have through the finished work. And Paul says they profess to know God, but by their works they deny him. What does that mean? It means they profess to be his family, the house of Israel, but their works deny that they know him because their works should be based upon the finished work of Christ, but rather their works are based upon performing through good deeds. And they don't realize it, but they are detestable, disobedient, and disqualified for good deeds. So by trying to do all of these performances in order to please God, they're simply proving that they don't have their finger on the pulse of what God is doing, because what God is doing, he's going to lay out in the second chapter the work of grace, the righteousness by faith, how the believer is in the position of righteousness, not hoping to become righteous, but is already in the position of righteousness based upon faith. So what do you have today? You have received Christ as your Savior, having been baptized into his death and raised in his resurrection. You are everything the Word of God says that you are, but you can deny that at any time, and you can go back and try to please a God who's already pleased in Jesus. And you can work, hoping that you achieve favor with God, that you please God, and you'll live beneath an evil conscience that is laden down with condemnation, that will have no rest in your spirit, and you will frustrate the grace of God by always going back to the commandments that are no longer God's, but they're commandments of men. Why would you do that? I believe today the reason that you're here listening to this is that you don't want to do that. You want to trust in who you are in Christ. And so I pray encouragement into your life today. Receive the free favor of God based upon faith, not based upon your performance. And don't pray a prayer today where you list off what you've done for God so that he'll do for you. You're not in the game of performance. You know who you are in Christ. So rest in that today. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.